to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said. Yep, that's us right here on this show every single day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., and glad of it. And one of the other things I'm glad of is that Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing today?
Hello, doing well. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, almost Friday to you. That's good. Hey, and this is we got a show today. I mean, then the show's morphing because it's one of those days that we've had tons of breaking news. I mean, like big doings breaking news. So I'll tell you about that here in a second. But listen, Copper, while you get that triple dipper sound effect, I'll just tell folks. So one of the things that's going to happen now that I didn't even bill earlier on the show, I always say out on Twitter what we're going to do. 3 p.m., Matt Clark's calling in from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. He's going to break down some breaking news from the Supreme Court that is coming out literally as I'm speaking right now. 3:30 p.m., one of my favorite times of the week, Copper's Corner. Copper's got her perspective on things. She's going to be laying it out there for us at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock, in one of my other favorite segments, the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. And we'll be covering down on conservative issues, talking through them, seeing how we jibe or don't jibe. And Grand Council at 4. Triple dipper, though. Sound effect. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right. So here's the deal. Triple Dipper for the day. Three storylines, three themes we're going to run the show on. One of them I've got to pick back up from yesterday because I had it on the Triple Dipper, couldn't even get to it, and it's big news, and it got bigger today. I'm calling that whole section, Let's Just Change It All. You've heard that Biden wants to change the rules of the Senate so he can change the laws of the elections to fit his agenda. Well, that's a big fat goose egg as far as I'm concerned. Well, I think he got handed to him by his own party today, and that's going to be interesting. So I'll tell you all about that. I'm calling that whole section, Let's Just Change It All. Number two, if we can get to it all because of all the breaking news, number two is planned right now as when the government picks winners and losers. We cannot, as we move into the election cycle, we cannot forget the things that happened during the pandemic when the government decided, literally, who were the winners and losers, who gets to play, who gets to open their business and who doesn't, who's allowed to do life and who's not. When the government picks winners and losers, that's number two. And then number three, I saw a story about the new DA in Manhattan and how apparently it's coming out now that he had lied about his own background. And that's curious to me. But I also recognize this seems to happen too often in the world in general, but in politicians. And so I'm calling this whole section Stolen Valor. All right. Sometimes it's military. Sometimes it's education. Sometimes it's your ethnic background. But nonetheless, I'm calling that whole section Stolen Valor. So we're going to get to that, too. Hey, listen, that breaking news is going to be big. I'll talk about that here in a minute. Let me tell you, though, that Stolen Valor thing reminds me. You don't run for office claiming to be something you're not, especially in an age in which people can root through your past and find out, if they want to, what's up. Well, this morning I had a conversation with a politician, and it was an off-the-record discussion, so I won't say who or what it was about. If I said the person's name, it would be familiar, but I won't do that. What I will say is this person called me to make sure that I had heard from them that certain things being said about them just aren't true in their opinion. Nothing that I've said, mind you, just stuff that's out there in the public arena. Well, I understand that position. I understand firsthand what it means to have things said about you that you don't believe, that don't have any merit in your opinion, or were said unfairly or out of context, or in some cases, just plain old lies. As we talked, I encouraged this person to come on the show, talk it through if they feel like they have a need. But then I also told this politician something that I was told myself during one of my own campaigns. There's an old rule that if you spend time chasing down everything that others are saying about you, that all you're doing at some point is dancing to their tune. But that's a natural inclination. We want to set the record straight. We don't want them to get away with it, you know? Sometimes, to be honest, the record does, in fact, have to be set straight, especially if it's impacting your life or your family or your business. But at some point, you also, in my opinion, have to have the confidence of your position, sort of the intrinsic value of knowing, if you will, that upon which you stand, the ability to face your accusers on the battlefield of your own choosing. Some would call that confidence, or courage. I call it bulletproof influence. Write it down. You heard it right here first on Right Side Radio. I coined a phrase. I call it bulletproof influence. So what does that even mean? Where does it come from? And as for what it means, I'm going to say that bulletproof influence is that ability to speak to an issue or act upon a position or direct other people from the well-earned position of being so right that it's far more than just a thought. It's a conviction. Bulletproof influence is a conviction matched by deep and intentional understandings of the why of the conviction, not just the what. It means you've studied it, you're confident in your position, you're willing to stand on it, but then it goes one step further. Bulletproof influence can only happen if you consider who it is you're hoping to influence and how best to convey your convictions. Yeah, how about that? I've known a lot of people who were well-intentioned, had strong beliefs, and they had no ability, zero ability, to message those beliefs at all. They never, ever took the time to even consider how best to express it. See, the Apostle Paul said once, I have become all things to all people that I may win some all the more. He wasn't saying that he was a chameleon that would change his opinions or his convictions to fit the way the winds were blowing. What he was saying was, I have a conviction, and I've got to tailor the presentation of it to the people that I'm talking to, or they won't understand it. See, bulletproof influence, it goes way beyond your own convictions. It comes directly from your own level of confidence. How much do you believe in yourself? How much of what you believe is based on your own life experience? Keep in mind, and I mean this with all sincerity, your personal story, your experiences, your testimony, if you will, that's something that no one can ever deny you of. You were there. You saw it. You felt it. You overcame it. You learned it the hard way. You got the t-shirt. You have the scars to prove it. Bulletproof influence combines the concepts of personal conviction, well-studied thoughts, intentional preparation to message it well, and the life of the person who is carrying the conviction. Well, bulletproof influence also comes from a selfless position. It is not about you. It's not about what you can get. People smell a faker a mile away. They can root out a charlatan. Real influence comes when people realize that they are cared about themselves in the process, that your position is something that is to their own benefit as much as it is to yours. I will lastly say this, bulletproof influence is also earned. It's possible to walk in cold, you know, like you've been promoted or you moved into a position from outside or your influence is supposed to be automatic in some way, but generally speaking, real influence, bulletproof influence, is earned. You've spent time, you've developed relationships, you've established your position on the topic. The audience is already looking to see what you would say, and no amount of negative naysaying or campaign hit pieces written about you can rock you. You're bulletproof. I'll never forget some years ago when a friend and a mentor of mine was still alive, former U.S. Congressman Jim Martin from Gadsden. I've talked about him on the show before. He passed away at the age of 99 just a few years ago. He was a World War II veteran, a solid businessman, a U.S. congressman. He spent years in state government, a Republican way before it was cool to be a Republican. And he came to the Kiwanis Club one day in Gadsden, and he asked for a moment if he could speak. Well, first of all, when Jim Martin asked to speak, it was unlikely that any of us was going to resist because he had already earned that right with so many of us. But he stood up, and you could see the inner conviction of what he was about to say. It sized him up like a fire. He was nearly 90 at the time, but he looked in that moment like he was 40 years younger. And Jim went on to describe the fact that he had just heard the night before that the president of Iran had made statements that denied the Jewish Holocaust had ever occurred, denied outright that millions of Jews were exterminated in Hitler's grand plan. You see, my friend Jim Martin was actually the first U.S. officer in World War II to come across one of those Nazi death camps. He saw, he felt, he smelled, and it stayed with him all of his days. No one could shake him from it, and he knew how to tell it. And if any of us had a question, which we didn't, those questions were dispelled by his bulletproof influence with us, with the topic, and with the presentation. Jim Martin was far more extraordinary than most of us will ever be. But it doesn't matter. What I'm saying applies to each one of us. We all have our own spheres, our family, our Sunday school, our office group, a few people, or vast multitudes. Doesn't matter. Consider it. Do you think of yourself as having bulletproof influence? And watch those politicians. And when the negative ads start flying, are they always retaliating? Do they get angry and offended? Are they lashing out and trying to address the message? Or are they able to shake it off and walk in the courage of their convictions? Are they working with bulletproof influence? And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I believe that, y'all. And Jim Martin, he was an incredible person. But I've seen this. I mean, there are too often when people's, you know, personal self-image is so based in what they want other people to think about them. It doesn't work that way. People will respect that which they know walks in a bulletproof conviction. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Breaking news coming up right after this. I'll tell you what the Supreme Court's doing. It impacts a lot of us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.